blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is Galatians 6:7-10. Galatians 6:7-10. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. My theme for reflection is the law of sowing and reaping. The law of sowing and reaping. In Galatians 6:7-10, the Apostle Paul writes, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." This passage emphasizes the principle that our actions have consequences. If we live selfishly, pursuing our own desires, we will ultimately face negative outcomes. Conversely, if we live by the Spirit, seeking to honor God and serve others, we will reap eternal rewards. This text calls us to examine our lives closely and consider the seeds we are sowing through our actions and our choices. My dear friends, the significance of the passage lies in its encouragement to persevere in doing good. In a world where immediate gratification is often valued, Paul reminds us that the true harvest comes with patience and persistence. This principle not only applies to our spiritual lives, but also to our everyday interactions and decisions. We are urged to invest in actions that reflect our faith and contribute positively to those around us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, reflect on your daily actions and decisions. Are you sowing seeds that will reap positive spiritual growth and eternal life? Or are there areas where you are sowing to please the flesh? Number two, how can you stay motivated and persistent in doing good, even when immediate results are not visible? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom of your word, which teaches us the importance of sowing seeds that honor you. Help us to live by the Spirit, making choices that reflect your love and grace. Strengthen us when we grow weary, and remind us of the eternal harvest that awaits those who persevere in doing good. May our lives be a testament to your goodness, and may we always seek to bless others, especially our fellow believers. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.